As I mentioned, I have a special guest who is joining me on the phone line. His name is Henry Cutrona, and he is here with me right now. He is the best friend of Todd Fisher, who, of course, is the son of Debbie Reynolds and the brother of Carrie Fisher. And he has lost both of those precious people in the past 2 days. So Henry is joining me on the line so that we can talk a little bit about their lives. Henry, thank you for taking the time.
Oh, you're welcome, Robin.
Yeah.
Good to be here.
Well, listen, you, in your own right, you are just, you're a credentialed gentleman, to be sure. You are a musician, and you also pastored The Hiding Place for many years, right?
That's true, yes. Well, and prior to that is when I met Carrie, and in fact, I met her just right around the time Star Wars came out. Through Todd. I met Todd through actually Debbie Boone, because I was in Debbie Boone's band.
Right.
And Debbie Boone's best friend happened to be Todd's boyfriend. And long story short, that's how I met him.
Oh.
And we became very close. We became very close friends and have been ever since. And I met Debbie because after we started the church, Hiding Place, which started in somebody's living room. We went from there, and Todd came to one of the little Bible studies that we had and said, hey, we've already outgrown this room. Why don't we come over to my mom's studio? So the studio, she has a dance studio that's got a bunch of rooms in it, like maybe 10 rooms, all the way from very small rooms to big, huge, gigantic rooms. In fact, I think Michael Jackson did practice his Thriller video in that big room. And so we moved, we ended up moving into that big room and filled it up. And that's when I first met Debbie. And she decided that she wanted to call me pastor. And I went, that's fine, you can call me pastor. No, preacher, I'm sorry. She called me
preacher.
She called me preacher. You're the preacher. And I said, fine, you can call me preacher.
Aww.
And then at that time, Todd moved in with Carrie, and I went over to their house one day, and that's when I first met Carrie. And this was right around Star Wars time.
Wow.
And Carrie was just such a sweet, sweet girl, and very, very intelligent and eccentric, and mind of her own, but very sweet. I mean, if you were in with Carrie, you were in, period. And so one day, we were all talking, and we were in her bedroom, and she said, so tell me, Henry, tell me about God. Tell me about God. And I was like, really? She goes, yeah, tell me all about God. So, I mean, when somebody asks me that question, it's just, you know, it's just the open invitation for the message. And I just started talking to her about Jesus and God, and we spent some a good amount of time talking about this thing. And I watched her reaction. It was very cerebral at first with her mind. And then I could see in her eyes that they started lightening up, and a smile came on her face. And she, at the end of the conversation, she just thought, well, I want Jesus. I want God in my heart. And I went, really? And she went, yeah. So we prayed. And I held her hand. And Todd was in the room at the time. The three of us held hands. And she prayed and accepted Jesus in her heart. And the great thing about it was, as soon as we were done praying, we let go of each other's hands, and this light came upon her face that just took her entire body over, and she started giggling and raising her hands in the air. Todd and I looked at each other like, whoa, what is going on here? And it was like she was getting filled with the Holy Spirit. And for the next 20 minutes, we were all just sitting there caught up in the Spirit, laughing and giggling and just having the greatest time. And that was actually the time that she received the Lord in her heart.
Wow, this is priceless. Henry, when was that? What year was that? Was that way back when you had first met her?
No, that came a little bit later. Hang on one second.
Sure.
Yes. No, don't worry about me.
I have Henry Cutrona on the line with me right now. He's the best friend of Todd Fisher. Of course, Todd Fisher is the brother of Carrie Fisher and the son of Debbie Reynolds. He's lost both of these very precious people to him, and Henry's telling us quite a story. Okay, so Henry, so when was this about?
So this was, 1976, 77 is when I first met her, but then it was like a little time after that that this experience happened in her house, in her bedroom.
Very
maybe
interesting.
Maybe 1978 or 1979.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, did you have a continued friendship with her? I know that you did with Todd, but...
Yes, I did. We were... what happened after that was we became friends, and she lives in the Beverly Hills area, and at that time, I moved away to Las Vegas. This was after the church, so I pastored the church for quite a while, and I saw her off and on during the pastoring of the church.
Mm-hmm.
But then I ended up running Debbie Reynolds Casino and Hotel in Las Vegas around 1994 with Todd. And then I reconnected back with Perry a lot. I was hanging out at her house a lot.
Mm.
And then, of course, Debbie was at the hotel every day, and I was running her show with Todd every day. So I became very close to both Debbie and Todd. Debbie, by the way, is a wonderful, wonderful Christian woman. I mean, she's one of the most benevolent people that I've ever known that would just give you, literally just give you anything you wanted. And but she was smart. Both of these women are very, very smart and very witty and very funny, extremely funny.
Aww.
And Debbie was very generous, and she was with her money. And but with God too, we would always pray together. I lived with Todd at the time when I was in Las Vegas, and she'd come over after the show, and we'd sit around and tell stories and pray. And she would always talk to me about Todd and how much she loved him. And you have to keep in mind that Todd didn't have any brothers, so when you get around people like this that are extremely famous, everybody is trying very desperately to get a piece of them and hold on to them and want to get into this inner circle.
Right.
And I never wanted to get into anybody's inner circle. It just happened for me. And but she recognized that I was very close to Todd. So she would always come over to me and go, Henry, help Todd do this or that. Henry, I'm so glad you're around Todd because you're such a good influence on Todd.
Oh,
I look
nice.
At her and go, are you sure?
Nice.
Are you sure I'm that good of an influence? But we had a great relationship. And to lose both of them almost in one day, a day apart.
Right.
It was very, very surreal for me, but very, very tough on Todd. I'm sitting actually right now in a car parked because I wanted to get where it was quiet. I'm at Carrie's house right now. I stayed here last night, and I've been with Todd all day today. And, you know, he was, he's doing pretty good, for as good as you can possibly do for losing your mom and your sister in, you know, the period of 24 hours almost.
Right.
And, he did break down at one time. You know, we were watching television, and a whole thing came on about Debbie and Carrie, and it just got to him.
Oh, I can imagine. Just so the audience knows, this is Uplifting and Family Friendly, 102.3 Proclaim FM. I'm Robin Sullivan here with you in the afternoon. We are in the midst of our countdown, but I wanted to pause and take some time. I had an opportunity to speak with Henry Cotrona, who is the best friend of Todd Fisher. And here he drove through the night to go and be with his best friend because he lost his mom, Debbie Reynolds, yesterday. He lost his sister 2 days ago. And we're hearing quite a story about their relationship with God. And, you know, I think, Henry, we just have this cookie-cutter image of Christianity so often. We think, okay, well, you get born again, and so this is what happens. You know, you go to church, and you become this civilized person or whatever you want to call it. And you don't think that, okay, you get born again, and then, you know, you have a Las Vegas act. But the thing is that we come in all different shapes and sizes, and God meets us where we are. And I'm so grateful to the Lord, you know, that you are there for this family and that they saw you not as a threat and not as somebody who was going to zap them, you know, because they're famous, but you were just their friend. We've got kind of a fun story to share with you that you can pass on to Todd today. Kevin Collard is here in the studio with me, and he actually aired a little bit of an interview that he had with Debbie Reynolds a few years back.
Actually,
right?
It was Shirley Eater's interview.
Okay.
And Shirley Eater was a Hollywood columnist here in the She's from Detroit, actually.
Okay.
And she knew Debbie really well. And in 1959, she interviewed Debbie, and I played a portion of it this morning where she talks about taking the kids to Sunday school, even at that time in her life, when she was in a lot of turmoil. There was a lot of stuff going on to Debbie. Mm-hmm. She had a kind of a very difficult life.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, a lot of men that mistreated her and all that. So, you know, to hear that at the end here, Henry has witnessed, you know, a godly woman is exciting. It's pretty awesome.
It is awesome. Henry, as you mentioned to me when we were able to converse last night, you said that Todd Fisher, you know, your dearest friend, that he really was the best man in Debbie Reynolds' life because he didn't leave her.
Right.
He didn't leave her. He didn't mistreat her.
Hmm.
And here he is, you know, this godly man, you know, and wow, that spoke volumes to his mom, I'm sure, and to his sister. So,
yes. What we were talking about last night was the fact that she'd been married three times and betrayed, cheated on, hmm. embezzled upon, gambled her money away, and she got to the point by the time we were running the hotel in Vegas, that she just did not trust men anymore. And it's really funny because there were people in her life saying, Debbie, come on, you know, like, get with it and let's get another man in your life. And she was like, I'm through with men. I have one man in my life, and that's Todd. And he's the only one I can trust.
Aww.
And that kind of happened from, 1994-ish till today.
Yeah.
That's the way she wanted to live her life out. She just did not, and it's unfortunate because that doesn't speak to every woman, you know, because many women choose wonderful men to be with, and they're with them still. And
sure.
It's just that's what happened to Debbie. She just picked the wrong guys, and that's what she decided that she wanted to do. But the point of the story was that Todd was her man. He was the guy that was there for her right-hand person.
Right.
Through all those years, you know, so.
Well, God, you know, bless. What? We lift him up in the name of Jesus, that God would undergird him and comfort him and love on him and remind him of those great and precious promises that we have, that those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, and he will see his mother and sister again. Amen.
That's right.
Yeah. That's Henry, thank you for your time. So appreciate it.
You're absolutely welcome. Yeah. It's wonderful talking to you. You're a great person, Robin.
Well, I appreciate that. And I'm very excited that you actually have a movie project with a friend of mine that's underway right now. So it's very exciting stuff. And we'll be hearing, in fact, I'm sure that at some point I'm going to get to meet you face to face. Be blessed.
And when that movie comes out, we'll do another interview.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Hey, who knows? Maybe I'll be in the movie.
Yes, you might.
You never know. Listen, Henry,
you never know.
Bless you. Have, you know, I was going to say have a good time, but I just, may the Lord give you the strength to do what you need to do. And I'm so glad that you are there for Todd Fisher. That's really good. All right.
Okay, Rob.
Henry Cotrona, my guest here on Proclaim.